is Al Simpson. Even though government regulators are spinning out of control, Bill Clinton's answer is to keep putting the pedal to the metal. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, no one argues with sensible and reasonable regulation, but regulatory overkill from overzealous liberals like you really needs to be stopped. Regulations add nearly $5,000 to the cost of goods that each family buys in every year. So what does Clinton think we should do to stop this insanity? Not a thing. Fact is, Clinton's economic plan goes on to pile on even more. Ted, the only candidate committed to assuring America's true potential is George Bush. He knows that the sky's the limit if only we can take an axe to many of those needless regulations. Ted, while Bush would give our businesses a pitchfork to help them dig their way out, Clinton would give the government a shovel to only bury business deeper and deeper, and just like you, pal, Slick Willie can really lather it on thick.
Al, Bill Clinton and Democrats are all for deregulation when competition and free enterprise can work, but you Republican extremists don't stop there. You deregulated the SNLs and let them run wild. That brought on one of the worst scandals since Watergate. You can't just turn health and safety over to the private sector either. You'd have deregulation run amok. Unsafe workplaces, dangerous medicine, and deadly bacteria in food. You even tried to justify deregulation on the crackpot theory that employers who don't have to pay the cost of eliminating dangers in the workplace will pay higher wages so workers can lead healthier lives. What hogwash. Deregulation under George Bush is a dangerous charade, Al. Bill Clinton puts people first, and the American people will return the favor by putting Bill Clinton first on Election Day. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on important biomedical research that's being blocked by anti-abortion extremists. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.